Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll track down Parker Gabriel here in just a second here. We're listening to Early Break. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen. You can call or text the show as always, 402-464-5685. Watch on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube.
You want to recap that Nebraska basketball? Give
Parker's
him the
score. If you didn't watch the game last night, you went to bed. Nebraska did hold on to beat Tennessee State 79-73 last night. The first three-game win streak in the Fred Hoiberg era.
That game was over by 10 o'clock, by the way. That wasn't too late.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You thought it would be over at halftime, or you hoped it would be. It was not.
Yeah, it kept
Nebraska
me up.
Nebraska was indeed down at halftime.
Yeah, I kept thinking, okay, I'm gonna give this a little more time. Nebraska will put them away.
I know.
And then it got to the end.
I was also just waiting for that, too, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah. All right, Parker.
We are now joined by Parker Gabriel, but not before we give him his proper introduction on this Double Barrel Wednesday.
Double Barrel Wednesday. It's a Double Barrel Wednesday.
Double Barrel Wednesday had some pop in it. Very good job by Parker on Double Barrel Wednesday.
You guys know what day it is? It's Double Barrel Wednesday.
And we're now joined by your colleagues at the Journal Stars, Parker Gabriel. Parker, good morning to you. We'll get to a lot of things regarding Nebraska football in Iowa here. And I'm just curious, Logan Smothers is going to start this game for Nebraska because of the injury to Adrian Martinez. Nebraska has nothing to lose in terms of going to a bowl game or division title. They're just trying to get one more win. Do you see them being conservative with Smothers or trying to be aggressive knowing that there's nothing to lose in this ball game?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I mean, I think they'll play aggressive in general. I don't think they're going to ask Logan Smothers to do anything that they think is outside of his capabilities. So I think they'll try to devise the best plan they can around, you know, the quarterbacks that they have available. But I think within that, I do think you'll see him be aggressive, and I don't think they'll be afraid to try to push the ball down the field just because he's in the game. Now, obviously, Iowa's defense is aggressive too. They've got 11 different guys that have interceptions on the year. So you can't just, you know, if you're trying to win the game, you can't just go totally rogue and chuck it deep all the time. But I do think they'll play aggressive.
Parker Gabriel joined us, beat writer for the Nebraska football beat writer for Lincoln Journal Star. We got to go quick because we got to you.
We're going quick.
Yeah, rapid fire, and this is going to be a little random. Now you got to stop. Now stop. Take a deep breath and think about something. This is going to stretch you a little bit.
You're really using the best of the time here.
But here's the deal. You vote on this, so you have to think about this at some point. You're a voter for all Big Ten teams. What are you doing at tight end there, Sparky? I mean, is that who's your Sparky. Number one tight end? Number two tight end? Number three tight end?
There are a bunch of good ones.
Yeah.
I think Austin Allen will make, you know, you vote on a first team and a second team, and okay. Austin Allen's one of the picks, I think. And I'm leaning, I don't know for sure, but okay. I'm leaning toward first team. I mean, he's got the most yards out of any tight end in the Big Ten. He's near the top in catches. There's some other good ones. Payne Durham has had a nice year at Purdue. Both of the tight ends at Michigan, even though neither of them have numbers where if you just looked at the stats, you'd say, oh, Schoonmaker or Eric All. But those guys are both really good. And Ruckert, obviously, at Ohio State is good. There's a bunch of them. So I think, you know, that's a tough call, but I do think Austin Allen, you know, Frost said it on Monday, and I agree with them that Austin Allen is an all conference player, and you know, the numbers bear it out this year for sure.
Sam Laporta would be one you look at, 37 receptions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I would go Jake Ferguson probably.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's all kinds of options at tight end. It's a tight end league.
Parker, what were your thoughts on for the Blitnikoff Award, no Ohio State receivers being in the top three, despite maybe being the top three receivers in the entire country?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, those three guys, I mean, they're all NFL players. They're three of the very best in the country. Part of it's just a product of you know, I don't know if maybe that votes, you know, they sort of, you know, watered down the case for each other or something like that. I'll tell you, like, speaking of all conference ballots, I mean, look, David Bell and Jahan Dotson are really, really, really good NFL players in their own right, and they've got better numbers. Each of those guys have higher volume and more yards than any of the three from Ohio State. So then the question becomes, do you go based on the numbers? Do you go based on the fact that Ohio State's the best team out of all of them? I mean, there's five guys right there in the Big Ten East, or, you know, four in the Big Ten East plus David Bell, five in the Big Ten, that could easily be Blitnikoff finalists. And that's before you, you know, factor in the rest of the country.
Parker Gabriel joins us. Parker, you are in tune with this sort of thing. Keegan Johnson is an Omaha kid who has 16 catches for 328 yards. 16 catches for 328 yards and two touchdowns. What's the Keegan Johnson story in a nutshell? Why isn't he at Nebraska?
Well, he obviously was a standout at Bellevue West, and Nebraska recruited him really hard. He picked Iowa, obviously, and as soon as he got there this offseason, he made an impact, and it was pretty clear he's going to be a two-deep guy, and he's turned into a big play threat. He caught a touchdown a couple of weeks ago where he shook a guy, made a guy miss, and got up the sideline and into the end zone. So, yeah. And that was a tough one for Nebraska. They recruited him. Obviously, you know, they had a transition in there from Troy Walters to Matt Lubick while he was in high school. I don't know if that necessarily was the deciding factor. But, you know, he's a Bellevue West guy and ultimately decided on the Hawkeyes. And I think Nebraska fans are going to feel the impact of that this Friday and for a couple of years beyond, probably.
Parker, how soon after Friday's game do you expect Nebraska to announce hirings of the offensive coordinator and other spots on the offensive staff?
Yeah, that's a great question. Don't know for sure. Obviously, it's a little different than if you're making decisions on coaches that are on your staff, because you wake up Saturday morning and the rest of the country basically is playing that day. Now, some teams' seasons will end on Saturday.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some will be getting ready for bowl games or conference championship games or whatever. I don't think it'll take real long, but I also don't know if it's like a Saturday at 11 a.m. type of thing, like it might be if you were on, you know, coaching fire, you know, if you're on watch for a coach losing his job or something like that. So I think, you know, I think could it be a couple weeks? Yeah, it could be. I think things will move relatively quickly after the season ends, but certainly there could be some guys that are announcing, like, if they're going to stay or go or transfer or maybe even land a transfer or something before the coaching search stuff is finalized.
Parker, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
You should, when you get short on time like this, you should have Sipple just talk at double speed. But then you have to address him quickly too, like, shut up, Sipple.
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Double speed.
Thank you, Parker.
All right, I'm not talking double speed. Let's go. Let's play.
Parker Gabriel.
Here we go. Here we go.
Lincoln Journal Star.
Let's play the game show. I'm 4-0 or 3-0.
You are not 4-0.
I am 3-0.
It's Wednesday. You can't be 3-0.
I'm 2-0.
Harrison, is he 2-0?
Yeah, I'm 2-0.
He is 2-0.
And I'm 7 games over 500 since a reset.
All right,
so bring it on,
let's
everybody.
Let's play the game show. 464-5685. Today's topic is Wild Card Wednesday. Tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving. Sip, what could this be? All-time great Thanksgiving sporting events. How about that?
Great.
Different facts, different factoids from these games.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Can he get to 3-0 on Thanksgiving Eve? We shall see. 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip, and trivia. You feeling okay about all-time great Thanksgiving sporting events?
I've never really paid attention to. I don't watch.
This is a great start for you.
I don't watch football on, because I'm usually traveling. For many years, I was traveling to games.
You know,
or just consumed by Nebraska freak show in the last 20 years. You know,
it has been a freak show.
Yeah.
Alex, how do you feel about all-time great Thanksgiving sporting events?
Not too bad. I wanted to take down Sips.
All right, Alex. Let's try this.
All right, Alex.
Let's try this.
First question goes to you. What Dallas Cowboy tried to pick up a block kick against the Dolphins on Thanksgiving in 1993, but couldn't recover it, letting the Dolphins have another chance to kick the game game-winning field goal?
That's my team, Nate Newton.
Well, who tried to pick up the ball, though? You going Nate Newton?
Who tried to pick Nate Newton?
No.
Sure about that?
Yes, I am. That
don't
is incorrect.
I'm gonna pass on that.
That would be Leon Lett.
Oh!
Leon Lett is the name we're looking for there.
All right, that's a tough one.
I think people know Leon.
Yeah, a lot of people know it.
Okay, Sip, 0-0 tie. Here's your first question. What Pittsburgh Steeler called heads in overtime against the Lions on Thanksgiving in 1998, but the ref heard him say tails, and the Lions took the ball and won?
Sip, that guy with three names from Indiana.
It's 1998.
Okay.
Steeler? Called heads in overtime. The ref heard tails. It was tails. Or sorry, it was heads, and the Lions took the ball and won.
Steeler in 1998.
Who was the player that called the heads? 5 seconds.
Rocky Blyer.
Alex, do you want to steal that one or
right?
Let that go?
Did you say it was the quarterback?
I did not say
no,
it was a quarterback. I said what player? What Pittsburgh Steelers player? You don't have to take this.
I'm gonna pass.
That'd be Jerome Bettis.
Oh, the bus.
Yes, he's the one who called
the bus.
Heads. The ref heard tails.
Yeah, that's a tough one too. That's fairly obscure.
I think a lot of people out there know both these answers.
That's
so
fairly
far.
Obscure there.
Well, that's what trivia is, right? It's supposed to be obscure. Usually.
Yes. Okay.
All right, for the lead, Alex, your final question. What New York Jets quarterback had the infamous butt fumble against the Patriots on Thanksgiving night in 2012?
Mark Sanchez.
There we go. We got one right. Mark Sanchez
is
correct.
In a low-scoring game, that's trouble.
All right. Sip.
Okay, I got it. There's some heat.
You should get this one right.
Well, that's really
good.
You set me up for exact failure. That's what I'm trying to
tie. What Vikings rookie receiver torched the Cowboys for 3 catches, 163 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a 46-36 win in 1998 on Thanksgiving Day? Vikings rookie receiver.
Isn't that guy from Florida? Vikings rookie receiver. Who did he torch?
In 1998, he torched the Cowboys.
Torched the Cowboys?
3 catches, 3 touchdowns. 163, dude. You have 5
seconds.
1998?
Yeah. Randy Moss.
There we go. If you missed that, the text line would never forgive you ever.
Randy Moss.
This goes to you, Sip, and Alex will go over under your answer. The Lions, Sip, have played on Thanksgiving 81 straight years. How many wins do they have in those 81 games?
Who's putting a number out there?
You are.
Oh, great. 81 straight years the Lions have played, and we're asking for a win total.
I wonder how many wins they have had of the 81. Five seconds.
30.
Okay. Over, under 30, Alex, for the win.
That's going to be way under.
How about 37? 37 oh, wow. is the number. Thanks for calling, Alex. Get your bagel and a coffee, but call in down the road.
Jake.
Alex, yeah, Jake. That's a 3-0.
That's 3-0. That's 3-0, and that's 8 games.
The Lions are 37-42-2 all tough. Time on Thanksgiving.
Tough. Those are tough.
There's I think people would have got Leon Lett and...
Yeah.
And Jerome Bettis.
The boss is tough
easy.
One. That's a tough one.
I don't think so.
There's a threshold you have to there's a sweet spot you gotta hit with these questions. They can't be too tough, but they can't be too
those
easy.
Those were not tough. Those were
easy. The Jerome Bettis one was probably too tough.
Text line, was the Jerome Bettis question easy or too tough? I'm gonna guess they say easy.
Okay. Well, I got to win, and that's all I care about.
Well, as we answer that question, we'll wrap things up with Happer and Schaefer next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.